Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I hope that this podcast will show that anger management is not all about take a deep breath and count to 10. So stay tuned as we explore that complex emotion of anger. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. So today I want to tell you about a kind of a strange experience I had. Bear with me as I give you what might be too much information. I promise it all has a purpose and is related to this episode. I have been using testosterone supplements for about a year or so now. It's related to a health issue I have, no big deal, nothing major. But a few weeks ago, my doctor switched me from the gel type that I put on the skin to an injection. And on a side note to that, I hate needles. I am terrified of having to give myself these shots at home. Now, here's where it kind of gets interesting. I've learned quite by mistake that my body can physically experience anger without actually being angry at all. For some time today, I felt all the physical symptoms of anger, increased heart rate, more energy, sweating, flushed skin, the whole thing. I remember how this felt quite well. It's the same way I used to feel when I would start yelling at people in the Target parking lot and almost get into physical fights. The strange part was I was calm and felt like I could still punch a hole in a wall in anger. I was able to keep myself in a state of calm and not act on these strange desires, or maybe the lack thereof desire, as I didn't really feel angry at all. What I learned today in a very real and strange way is I could experience anger in my body without needing to act on it. I discovered that anger truly does have much more to do with how we react than how we actually feel. I've heard it so very often that I have no control over my anger. When I get mad, it just happens. That is not so. We have so much control over both our physical and our emotional states. We can choose to not react when your body says you should be angry and emotions don't agree with it. Then you have a choice to act on your anger. The same thing applies to when your emotional state says anger. You can choose not to react to it. I was able to acknowledge that my physical body was in a state of anger, or at least how I remember that state of extreme anger felt. I was able to consciously know that while I felt angry, I was not angry and didn't need to be angry. All I did was turn on some heavy metal to kind of match the body energy and allow those sensations to pass. I know that mine may have been caused by medication, but the concept is the same even if it's not. You can feel the anger without the need to act on it. For me, even at this point in my journey, is something I struggle with. I always want to express my anger when I start to feel the actual physical sensation of anger. For me, that has always been the trigger that I really was angry and not just agitated. Now that you and I are armed with this new knowledge and that we really can just allow that physical sensation to be there without acting on it, I think it opens up a whole new world of possibilities. We can feel that anger, experience it, but not act on it. We can acknowledge it is changing how our body perceives the stimulus around us without the need to express it with agitation, aggravation, whatever. I feel that this might just help me take the next step I've been looking to take for myself. I think I might be able to disconnect how my body tells me to be angry with how I experience it. I hope that my odd day has helped you see your own anger and how it affects your body differently. That you can feel angry without actually being angry. That you can acknowledge your anger without acting on it. Till next time, everybody, thank you so much for listening.
If you enjoyed this, please take a moment to leave me a review on iTunes. Find more ways to get in touch with me on my website at angerpodcast.com. There you can leave me comments and find great info about the show. That anger management crap can work for us all. Thanks for listening and stay safe.